And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Ray McCormick with the Wabash Valley Progressive. We are talking specifically about the third annual Festival Latino this Saturday, 4 to 11 Eastern on the Vincennes Riverwalk. Ray, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. And before we talk about the Festival Latino, if you would, just kind of reacquaint folks with who the Wabash Valley Progressives are and what their mission's all about.
Okay, so about 3 years ago we formed, and we have, we're trying to help out with social events and social issues within our community. So we work on education, we work on social justice, we work on environment, and we try to do things to make our city look forward in a place that people would want to live and, you know, where kids want to stay and people want to move here. So we're just trying to help our community progress forward.
In the 3 years, are you seeing the impact that you wanted to have, the progression?
Absolutely. You know, some of it is raising awareness, but we've had people that have come to us and said that when they were coming to Vincennes or looking at Vincennes as a place to come teach or to come work and so forth, they looked at some of the things that we had done and said, hey, this is probably a pretty good place to check out. So they've came and they've moved here and so forth for some of these events that we're having. So, you know, it's been real rewarding, and working with the community and getting community support is very rewarding. So this is a great thing to be involved with.
You know, we don't see sometimes the economic impact that things like that have, but what you're talking about, somebody said, okay, I'll move here, and that's, you know, just helps with the economy and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, a lot of times young people move away. They might want to move to Chicago or Indianapolis or Bloomington or and we're trying to say, this is a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to live. Stay here. We're progressing forward. We have a great hospital, university. The Wabash Valley is a beautiful place to live. So we're trying to help people envision that as a future for our area.
And, of course, events like this help that out. Obviously, the third annual Festival Latino. Let's tell folks who have not been the first 2 years of what they can expect at the event.
Well, first of all, you can expect a beautiful setting. So those that haven't been to the Riverwalk, in the evenings, the sun setting over the Wabash and the Memorial Bridge. I've been working on the weather. It looks like it's going to be 79 degrees.
Yes,
it's going to be the perfect heating. So, you know, you'll be there. There'll be great food. There's going to be great music. And this is a, you know, a family event. So we're going to have things like Super Bowl drops and pinatas, and we're going to have great music and children's events. So, you know, bring your grandkids, bring your kids. You come, you know, to be along the river with the setting sun and the smell of Felitas floating up through the air. It's a great setting, and it's the place to be. We'll be having fireworks shot out over the Wabash at about 9:15 at sunset, and so there'll be dance activities. So if you like to dance or you would like to learn how to dance salsa, we'll have a salsa dance teacher there, and then we'll have children putting on dance demonstrations. And, of course, the smashing of piñatas, these little kids whacking that piñata to get that candy out of it. It's a fun event, and it's for everyone to come take in.
People have really taken to the salsa dancing and just learning how to dance. You know, that seems like an odd place to want to learn to dance is in front of everybody, but it seems like people have really taken to, you know, the dance instruction right there at the event.
You know, that's part of the Latino culture. It's about engaging in fun music and fun dancing and bringing your family and your children. So, you know, this is a cultural event.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say, well, you know, there's not a lot to do in our community and so forth, this is a chance to come out and take in a different kind of music, great dancing and the colors and so forth that all come together with this. And also, it's being well supported by the community. So it's cost a lot of money to put these on. And we've had all these businesses and all these people in our community that says, we want to be a part of this. This is a great thing for our community. So community support has really made this possible.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Were you surprised at how, you know, people have taken to this the first 2 years you put this on? Were you surprised that, You know, you probably thought there'd be some interest, but were you surprised at how popular this event really has
become?
Well,
yeah, it's the crowd that comes, and that's exciting. And, you know, it lasts for hours, so it starts at 4 and goes mm-hmm. to 11. So you have lots of people pouring in, and then people after a couple hours are leaving, and people are coming and going. So it really adds up to thousands of people that are there over that time frame. So some people come to eat. You definitely don't want to eat supper before you come.
No, you don't.
You want to come in this Mexican cuisine and so forth. But, you know, how well it's received in the community, how good people, you know, people say, that was a fun event, or I'm coming next year, I heard you had a great event, and so forth. So when you have things that people enjoy and that you can bring the family to, then it has a tendency to grow.
And I don't think people quite realize the Latino cultural impact in this area, certainly in southwestern Indiana and in the area.
Not only are Latino communities helping and growing, you know, whether it's Lawrenceville, Vincennes, and Washington, and Huntingburg, and so forth. A lot of Latino people move and live in this community now and go to our schools. But also, we have a tremendous number of H-2A workers. So, like, two of my neighbors each employ 200 workers. Well, you know, there's literally about 1,000 workers come to our area. They're spending money here. They're staying here. You know, they're grocery shopping here. So they help boost the economy, and then all this great produce we grow in this area is able to help our economy grow in this area. And it's a huge economic impact. But it's not just that. It's just the whole culture of Latinos. It's going to be part of our future, and we want to show that the Wabash Valley is a great place to come for them and have our community embrace that.
Absolutely. Again, it's the third annual Festival Latino, and like you said, it's going to be a beautiful setting. Should be beautiful weather. The food is outstanding. It's just going to be fun.
This Saturday night now, right. 4 to 11, so it's going to be the place to be.
Okay, and people who are listening and want to follow along what's going on with the Wabash Valley Progressive, not just the Festival Latina, but your other events you plan throughout the year, they can follow you on your website?
Yeah, website, Facebook, and so forth. And the people that are excited about this, if you would like to come volunteer, we can always use a lot of help. So if you want to come that day and volunteer to help, we got lots of activities. You know, if you want to get involved in the children's activities or helping us set up and tear down, volunteers are always needed because it's a huge job to put on this festival.
It's a fun evening. Third annual Festival Latino is going to be on the Vincennes Riverwalk this Saturday, 4 to 11 Eastern. He is Ray McCormick with the Wabash Valley Progressive. Ray, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.